From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. European Union President Donald Tusk says China, Russia, and the United States, under the leadership of President Trump, are among the top external threats facing the bloc. His remarks came in a letter to 27 EU leaders before a summit scheduled for Friday in Malta. Tusk laid out a defense of the European Union, saying it has never faced more dangerous challenges. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the United States is committed to honoring an agreement to resettle a group of asylum seekers from Pacific Island camps. The agreement, reached during the Obama administration, involves about 1,200 migrants who were intercepted trying to reach Australia. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said Tuesday that the new administration's extreme vetting will be applied to all of the refugees. Israeli soldiers and police gathered Wednesday in the West Bank to carry out the eviction of about 50 Jewish families living in an unauthorized outpost there. The military has ordered people to leave Amona, which the Israeli Supreme Court ruled in 2014 was built on private Palestinian land and must be demolished. Several people have tried to resist the evacuation order by setting fires, throwing stones at police, and clogging roads with large rocks. Former United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Wednesday he will not run for president of South Korea. Ban had generated interest as the top candidate to succeed Park Geun-hye, who was impeached in December, but his support in opinion polls has been falling. He told reporters he was disappointed by the country's political establishment. This is VOA News.